Welcome to another episode of Criminal Justice Cafe. Today, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's really passionate to me. And it reminded me of something a friend said to me when I first started doing these podcasts. And he said, "What is your purpose? You need to know what your purpose is for doing a podcast and who your intended audience is." Well, I know what my purpose is. And I think, though, in the beginning, I didn't know who my audience was. The purpose of Criminal Justice Cafe is to reach an audience of people who are not justice impacted. There are so many people in this community that listen to all of our podcasts of people talking about the criminal justice system, people talking about what it's like going to prison, coming home from prison, people talking about being a prison consultant and not being a prison consultant. But nobody's talking about the one thing that to me is one of the most important pieces. The fact that society has deemed a label on people who have made a mistake. And this label is they're a felon, and they're a felon for life. I think the public and society needs to know the ramifications and feel the ramifications of that and what it means to people. I don't talk a lot about my story because I really don't think it matters. I think what really matters is what we're doing to change the system. But today I want to talk about my story because something happened the other day that reminded me that I am a felon for life. And that less than feeling is one of the worst feelings I think that any human could ever feel. Back in 2008, when the mortgage industry crashed, I overstated my income on a mortgage application. I owned a small business, and for that business, my entire family and I had friends all working for me. I used the money from the mortgage to fund my business, and that's illegal. I was paying my mortgage, but because I overstated my income on the mortgage, that's a felony. So I was prosecuted with many, many, many other paralegals and attorneys and loan officers and any of the smaller people that did anything wrong in the mortgage industry. Rightfully so, I was prosecuted. I committed a crime. I went to court. I pled guilty. I took responsibility. And I was sentenced to a year and a day in federal prison. I spent 7 months in Danbury Federal Prison for Women. Now, I think this was a benefit for me. I mean, it changed my life. It bettered my life. I took those 7 months and I thought a lot about how I had gotten to where I was, how I was going to change my future, what I wanted for myself, what I didn't want for myself. Many people who make similar mistakes and bad choices don't get the opportunity to spend the time that they need to actually change their behavior and their thought process to fix things in their lives. They just go on being and being, and nothing ever really gets solved. People who commit a felony and go to prison for it, they work on themselves. In prison, we had cognitive behavioral therapy. We had groups. We looked at ourselves. We had mirrors that we looked at to why we did what we did. And in my case, I'm a people pleaser. I took care of my family. I felt that my worth was what I was giving people monetarily, not what I would give them just because I loved them. And I had some mental health issues surrounding that. And because of that, I felt that it was my job to make sure my business did not fail. So these people all had employment. And I did anything that I could to make that happen. And I put myself and my family in financial ruins, in jeopardy. I put us in a very bad place, and I felt that. The guilt I felt from that was horrendous. And what I did to my family because I had to go to prison for it was even worse. The collateral damage was my children and my husband, who was left behind, to now have to pick up the financial pieces of what I created. So that's what I did. And when I came home from Danbury, I decided to work with women, and my course has changed over the years. I decided to work with women who were going to prison, coming home to prison, so I can work with them to let them know what to expect while they're going in to prison. And over time, in talking with other felons and talking with some of my mentors and peer groups that have nothing to do with criminal justice, I realized that no matter what, you can Google me. No matter what I do good in this life, the darkest moment of my life, the worst choice I've ever made, will always be the dominant factor whenever somebody wants it to be, because society has allowed it and society has deemed it okay. I'm a felon for life. No matter how hard I work, no matter how much I educate myself or better myself or attend a million Tony Robbins seminars, which I have, and have attended therapy and have gone back to school. I have my MBA. I have an MSW. I'm now going to have my master's in criminal justice. I'm obtaining my doctorate in social work, all to try and make myself look better to society with all these initials after my name, MBA, MSW, DSW. And in all reality, it doesn't make a difference, because yesterday I had an interaction with another small business owner who I gave a deposit for to do my hair for my daughter's wedding. Back in June 2020, I gave her a $300 deposit. It's a small amount, not to a lot of people today with the pandemic. Everybody is feeling the financial hardships. And my daughter's wedding got canceled. So I had asked, and it wasn't because of the pandemic, I had asked if I could have my deposit back. There was no contract. I have no contract with the woman. I Venmo'd her $300 and she didn't render any services. So I asked her if I can have the deposit back. She said no. She wasn't going to. She didn't have to. And so I felt the need to write a Google review because I thought she was rude to me. She was very rude to me. She was very unprofessional. She was not empathetic to the situation. And the situation, where it doesn't really make a difference in this forum, it's a sad situation. When I wrote the Google review, the woman texted me and said, if I don't take my Google review down, she will write all over every one of my pages, no matter what page it is, letting everybody know that I'm a felon. That right there showed everything to me. And it showed everything to me about the person, but mostly the fact that society has not allowed for anyone who has made a mistake in the criminal justice world to ever redeem themselves truly. We can go to prison, come home, redeem ourselves, become wonderful people. I've always been a good person. I believe in kindness. I believe in loving each other. I believe in peace. And I've always exhibited that throughout my entire life. I give back to my community. I do food drives. I mean, I can go on things that I do, but I don't really feel the need to have to brag or talk about myself in any fashion or form, because the fact of the matter is I didn't deserve that yesterday, and no felon does. There's never a time that I will ever in my lifetime not be a felon, unless the President of the United States wants to pardon me. And that rarely happens. Sure, the president gives clemency to people, but that doesn't take away, there's a misconception. Clemency or commuting somebody's sentence does not take away their actual being a felon. It doesn't take that away. Their record, their public record, always remains the same. People talk about criminal justice reform and there needs to be so much done, and all of these fights and about fixing the system, and the justice system is corrupt, and there's corruption in every part of the world. There is time when we send people to prison that should not go to prison, and we can fight that all we want. But if we don't change this one fundamental piece that is so crucial to giving people a second chance, what is the point of it all? Because no matter what happens, anybody who makes a detrimental mistake in their life, a bad choice, which we all do, and we go to prison, our lives are destroyed forever. 10 years can go down. 10 years from now, somebody can Google me. I may lose my housing because I'm a felon. I may not be able to qualify for a bank account because I'm a felon. I applied for insurance for a jewelry rider for my homeowner's insurance. I was denied because I'm a felon. That's never going to change, ever. That is something that the community must see and feel, because everybody that walks on this earth, I shouldn't say everybody, 6 out of 10 people that walk in this country have committed at least one felony in their lifetime. Can you imagine getting caught? You bet on football 3 years ago, or you were a bookie 3 years ago for football. That's a felony. If you go and you bet on a football game and you were sent to prison, you would have a felony on your life. No matter what the felony was, it wouldn't make a difference. And quite frankly, is the choice that I made in my life, was it worse or better than somebody, a man beating his wife, or a woman cheating on her husband, or any morality issue that may arise? I don't know whether it's worse or better. I do know that I paid for my crime. I do know that I made the bank whole 100%. I owe no restitution. I never stole anything from people. I was paying my mortgage. There's all these things I could say about what happened. What didn't happen doesn't really make a difference. The bottom line is I deserve a second chance. I'm a good person. The state of Connecticut took my notary away from me, all because I am a felon. I've been a notary for 34 years. Someone decided they didn't like what I was saying, wrote a letter to the state of Connecticut. The state of Connecticut wrote a letter to me saying they just found out that I was a felon and they needed to rescind my, if I did not rescind my notary, that they would take it from me. And that's a felony for not rescinding. So people, if you're anybody, folks, if you're listening to this, the one thing that I am asking you to please look at, your neighbor, your loved one, someone who made a mistake in their life, giving somebody a true second chance is letting them move on from their past and create a new past to reinvent themselves in a better way. I have a neighbor, Robin Hunt. She is a retired Brantford police officer. Now, police officers are supposed to believe in second chances. Police officers are supposed to be the people we look to when we have something that we need somebody to keep us safe, right? I had new neighbors move in next door a month ago. Robin Hunt drove up the street, because she lives down, I'd say 7-8 houses from me, just to let my neighbors know that I'm a felon, that I shouldn't be trusted. Is that okay? Is that what our society is about? Is that truly what the criminal justice system is meant for people who have gone to prison? Is that what they want to see happen as they come home and they never have a second chance? And I'm talking about passion here. I'm talking real passion right now, because this is something that I feel, and I feel it every day. I have isolated myself. Oh my God, you talk to felons all over the country. They love the pandemic because we get to stay in our houses. People don't know who we are. We get to talk through email and through social media, and we don't have to face the real world. So somebody doesn't say to us, oh my God, you're a felon. That tag, that stigma, that name is a scarlet F on our backs. I don't deserve it. I don't know any felon, first-time non-violent offender who deserves that for the rest of their life. I was sentenced to a year and a half, not sentenced to life. And it needs to stop. I think the government needs to look at this and put something in place that this is a criteria. You get out of prison for the next 10 years, you follow this guideline, you stay committed to being a good person, you stay within your community, you give back to your community, you do community service, and something for you to work for, that at the end of that 10 years, your record is expunged. But in a federal court system, that doesn't happen. So I felt the need, and I hope every person who lives in a community where there are felons watches this. And I did this pure raw out of the blue today. I have no makeup on. I'm in sweats. I'm sitting home. But this woman has had such an effect on me today. And I normally don't let people bother me as much as she did. But the fact that I can't even write my opinion when somebody wronged me, because they're going to turn that back on me, just is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. My crime was wrong. What I did was wrong. I paid my price. And how is it right that society gets to judge me and tell me what I can and can't do afterwards, because all they have to do is say, you're a felon. That's not okay. So please, write to your senators, your congressmen, the president of the United States. Please write, and don't stop, because this needs to be changed. This is the number one start, in my opinion, to true criminal justice reform. We need to change this, and we need to do it before more people's lives are just wasted. Because I could be doing so much good for the world. And quite frankly, I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to put myself out there. This is huge for me. I mean, I'm putting myself out on the internet, which is something that I'm just going out of my comfort zone to do. But I'm afraid to state my real opinion anywhere, because all I need to do is have one person come back and say, oh my God, you're a felon. And that's not right. So yeah, I'm being vulnerable here. I'm being open. I'm being honest. I'm being transparent for all of the women and men who are going through what I am going through. Someone needs to stand up and say enough is enough. And I hope to God that there are people that see this and stand behind me and agree. When do we forgive? I'm asking to be forgiven. All of the felons who've committed some crimes that they're embarrassed about, I'm ashamed of what I did. But don't I deserve to be forgiven if I have earned that right? I believe I do. So that's what my message is to my audience, who is communities of people in this country. And the message I want to send, and the reason and purpose of Criminal Justice Cafe. And the purpose is to reach every single person who doesn't understand what it's like to have made a mistake in your life and not ever be able to be forgiven. Thank you. And I hope you continue to watch. You can reach me on the internet anywhere. You can just Google me, or you can reach me at criminaljusticecafe@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear your feedback. And I hope you guys have a great weekend, and happy Valentine's Day.